Okay, let's begin. Bab Metzia Daf Samach Tes, and we are on Samach Tes Mabez towards the bottom. We have about 5 or 6 blot left here in Nezeo Neshach as we continue the 15 blot perek relating to issues of ribis. Again, very centralized, focused of the perek, all about ribis daraisa, ribis darabanan. And now let's pick up with the one of the brises quoted here on Samach Tes Mabez, discussing issues of iska. As we mentioned, cases where the mishaleach gives the shliach a certain amount of merchandise in order to invest it, and it's chatzi scharis, chatzi hefsid. They split up the profit and the loss. The problem is that the person who's actually doing the investing and the working, he's bothering himself and he's doing it for free. That's the problem. That's why it smacks of ribis. That's why we mentioned on yesterday's daf, Samach Tes Mabez, as long as the sender, the investor, pays something, he does some type of favor for him, so that gets out of the potential ribis issue. Again, it's not a ribis daraisa case, so it's only a ribis darabanan case, as long as we can, it's avak ribis, I'm giving you an investment, and then we're splitting the proceeds, and we're splitting the loss. That's not interest, right? On a daraisa level, I'm not lending you, but it kind of looks like it, because there's a certain amount of principal that has to come back, and I'm not paying you for your services. So as long as I pay you something, you get something out of it, that is okay. We mentioned even if I let you dip some of your food into my dip, or if I give you some of the leftover shearings or some of the eggs, something could get out of that ribis d'rabbanan problem. So we continue with the final case relating to that. Tanu Rabbanan, right, a line below, across from Tosfos E. Palga. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan, Makam shenagu lahalos schar katef lama'os labehema ma'alin. If I give you an animal, I give you an animal to invest with, and we're going to split the proceeds, the babies, and all the work that is produced. So in a place where the minag is to pay for the schar katef, right, the schlepping of the animal, putting it on the shoulders, Rashi, shemotzion umachnisan al ktefo. Like the Medrash by Moshe Rabbeinu, right, putting it on his back. So in a place where that's the minhag to malin, so then you pay that too, because that is what is expected. We don't change from the minhag of whatever is expected in the Medina. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Shomen Egel im Imo, right, this is the Mishnah on Amud Beis of today's daf, Shomen Egel im Imo, V'siachim Imo, somebody could give, if I give a mother animal, and I take care, and I give a little bit of whatever it is, favor, money, to take care of the ribis potential problem by the mother animal, I don't have to give anything for the child offspring animal that I give with the mother. Why? Even where the minhag is to give the schar katef for paying for the schlepping, you don't have to worry about the child one. Why? As the Mefarshim explained, the worker, the one who gets the investment, is not doing anything extra, right? The offspring just goes with the mother. So, you know, that's not a separate service that he is providing that we would have to be worried about in Avak Ribis case, and therefore, I don't have to worry about that. Reb Shimon Gamliel, lo boy ischar amalo umzono. But one second, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, not, you don't have to give anything. Right, there's nothing involved here. It says you just give the mother and the child. He doesn't mention any type of payment. Ika galalim. There's the dung that is created, which then is worth fertilizer. It is fertilizer. So maybe that's, again, we said just a little bit to get out of the ribis problem. The edux, so what about the other opinions that would argue? Why isn't that enough? Galalim afkure mafkir lahu. No, galalim, your mafkir. Nobody really focuses on that as an asset, and therefore that wouldn't be considered giving something, and you have to cover it in other ways. Right? We had that earlier also once in the Masechta relating to this. The Achronim quote this Gemara, the Machane Ephraim, we mentioned one last week, and the Shach, to prove that Hefker, Hefkeri Mafkelahu, Hefker could be even belayv. Right? There's a discussion in the Gemara and the Rishonim about the concept of Hefker. But if you look in the Machaneh Ephraim, Hilcha Zachiyah Mehefker, Simon Aleph, he starts over the Rambam. The Rambam has a important formulation in this context. The Rambam says, what is Hefker? The Rambam says, Dvar Torah, well, we'll get to that in a second. Let's just first See this nafkamina. Tvar Torah hefker b'fnei echad avei hefker. Mida araisa says the Rambam, you can be mafker in front of even only one person. Ava chachamim amru shlo yeh b'pachos b'shlosha. But the chachamim say you should only be mafker in front of three people. Where does this come up? If you remember, it comes up when, by Bir Maisra, Bir Perishvias. Somebody's Perishvias. Whenever the date of beer is, we go out and we're mafgrid. So, you have to be mafgrid. The Rambam says, midah rabbanan in front of three people. The Rosh says no. The Rosh argues and says, midah araisa, even by yourself. Afidu beino levenat smo, have a hefker. Machlokas Rambam Rosh on a daraisa level. The Beis Yosef quotes this machlokas in Simon Reish Ayin Beis. And quotes, the Alva Gav de Midivre saw from Law of a Hefker, she have greater bifne shlosha, nafkamina, lady of Hishel, a goy, behemto, bishabis, she have greater beinola, veinatsmo, vidayo. It wasn't nafkamina, the non Jew is borrowing my animal, but it's my animal, so he can't work it on Shabbos. So what if I can be mafkarit and then he owns it? So that's a case where Hefker might be needed. But says the Machane Ephraim, now talking, Ula Anias Daiti, de Koki Agavna Efshar, de Afilo Haramba Mode, de Mistoma Mafkilahu, Vianan Sadi Bekach. Right? He said the Rambam might agree to that case too, where the animal is being hushal to the guy. Abu Bamidi de Stoma Lavi Hefker, but that might be a different mechanism. But then he says, Venire, he goes into other details, and he says, maybe you don't even need in front of one. Maybe really that's just one, so that there is proof of what happened, but maybe even belave. And the Achronim quote, our Gemara, the Shah, quoting this issue of the Machan Ephraim, quotes, Golom Afkuri Mafkalu. He didn't tell anybody, right? He didn't announce it. So maybe this proves Hefker is even belave. Unless you say what the Machan Ephraim was just alluding to, maybe there's some other mechanism here, not just a Hefker, but an Anan Sadi, Umdina. That a person feels this way, regular hefker needs some type of one or three, because you don't know if somebody's being mafkirit. But if there is a situation where it's so obvious that somebody would be mafkir, so maybe that would be different than a regular hefker case. This issue of hefker exactly parallels a topic that we discussed 2 days ago, when we discussed on the bottom of Samach Vav Amebeis, we just discussed the issue of Mechila. We discussed then whether Mechila is looked at as a Kenyan. You're being, it's as if I got the money and I'm giving it back to you, I'm being mochel to you, or is it just a removal of my rights and therefore you keep the money? A very similar question is asked by Hefker as well. When I'm mafker something, have I just removed my rights to the item and now it's sitting in the street? Right? Or no, I am being makne it to... You might have different formulations. A, to the Rishus HaRabim. B, to whichever potential person eventually picks it up. Right? The different formulations that how you might conceptually look at Hefker. But either way, Hefker also has a parallel discussion. And this might be part of the issue of whether you need the requirements of Hefker. Hefker Bifnei Echad, Bifnei Shnayim. So the Primosha, again, same as we mentioned last week, at the end of Siman Lama Zayin, discusses. Maybe this is the issue. Venira, Tila HaRambam, Kivan, Duhu Chalostin, Hefker, Bechefetz, Venisbardu, Kmo Hakna'a, Imkin, Kolze, Shayak, Dafka, Kishosim, Efe Adam Acher. You have to do the kidney in front of somebody. Dim, Ein, Misha, Yodeash, Yuchal, Lazakos, Chaser, Kan, Ve'etzim, Hakna'a. How can you say it's a kinyan where there's no one else involved? Where nobody knows about it? There's no potential Kona. In front of someone is a potential person either to get it or to let people know to get it. Even by yourself, because nobody else is involved. I'm just being misalik myself. There are other issues regarding Hefker also, but there's two other ones that he mentions, one and another one. The Rambam's Lashon in Hilchos Nedarim is that Hefker is a neder. Ha'efker avabi she'eno neder, harayu kamo neder, she'asir lo lachzer bo. It's the Rambam's Lashon, a discussion. What is the connection between Hefker and neder? Does that mean it's more of a kinyan or it's more of a siluk? But the Rambam compares those two halacha contexts. Where else does this come up? It comes up in Psachim, the Ramban. The beginning of Psachim, the discussion there is, where does Hefker come up beginning of Psachim? What is Bittul Chametz? Bedikas Chametz, we know you have what you have to do. But Bittul is very unclear. Mivatel Belibo Vidayu. What are you supposed to do? What does Bittul mean? If you look in our formulation of Bittul, we have a couple of different phrases because we use both opinions of the Rishonim. Rashi and Tosfos discusses on Daf Dalet Amud Beis in Maseches Pesachim. What is Bittul? So Rashi says what Bittul is not. Doesn't really fully tell us what Bittul is, but Rashi says, Midechsiv Tashbisu Veloksiv Tevaru, Alma Hashpasa Balevi. Hashpasa, some type of destroying it in my heart. The Torah doesn't use the word tiva'aru, which means physically destroy, but tashbisu, which is a more inclusive word. So somehow you destroy it in your heart. Tosfos, v'kashalari, tahay hashpasa hav'arahi, v'lo bitl. No, tashbisu is to destroy. So I know you're being mechalik between the two, that bitl is a way out of tashbisu, not a fulfillment of tashbisu. No, Tosfos asks a couple of questions, and therefore Tosfos says, V'nirev omeri demidaraisa bebitl ba'al masagi, mitam demeachar shebitlo have hefker. V'yatzemer shuso amutar. Bitl is hefker, says Tosfos. I make it ownerless. If I make it ownerless, I don't violate Bali Rabbi Yamatze, because it is no longer mine. So that's, again, Tosfos says, bitl is not a fulfillment of tashbisu, it prevents the situation of tashbisu. I'm after it, so it is no longer mine. And the Ramban, the first Ramban in Pesachim, does not like that pshat of Tosfos. And he has a number of questions, including our issue of whether Hefker could be by yourself. Yim Kain, says the Ramban. First of all, why does the Gemara say Bittul if it means Hefker? It says Hefker many other times. Hefker shesharu chacham v'chol makom v'lo mishtam etan alameimar b'chameitz Hefker v'lo alameimar Bittul b'makom Hefker b'shum makom ba'olam. Number one. And then he quotes, V'kashali, Shabitul davar pashidu b'gemar b'lo machlokes, to be daraisa b'bitul v'amasagile. And Hefker is a discussion, whether Hefker is considered a matana, whether it's out of your rishus until somebody else picks it up. So it's not so clear that you won't violate Bal Yerubai Matze with a regular Hefker. And also, what about being mafgir on Shabbos? The Gemara never talks about bitul on Shabbos. And then he talks about doing it b'leiv. V'od kasha, mashashanu chachamim b'chol makom, mivatzlo b'libo, v'hefker b'pehu, v'lam iskira b'libo kan. Right, ours you have to at least do it verbally, in front of one, in front of three. So that's why the Ramban comes up with his own pshat. Maybe this is what he thinks Rashi says, a beautiful idea. Well, the Ramban says, no, it is psychologically removing it from my chashivus in my brain. That's bittul. Making it, I don't want it. Expressing a negative feelings for the chametz. That is bittul. Not saying that it's out of my rishus, but saying it's worthless to me. You see that piece of that cookie over there? It's meaningless to me. Al-kach ani omer, shebittul mo'il lahotzi'o mitoras chametz, ulahachshivo ka'afar, she'ina roi lachila. It's kind of opposite. We have a concept sometimes in halacha of achshavei. Achshavei means that you have a maisa, you have an object that's not really worth something, but when I use it, I'm machshavit and I give it chashivas. The last time we mentioned this, I think a couple of weeks ago, was when we discussed the sugya of chatzi shir. Why is chatzi shir, says the Chacham Svi, Asur min HaTorah? Because, a third idea, that's out of the Gemara, which is problematic, why he has to give it new svara. But he says, because I use it, even though it's less than the shir, if I'm using it, I'm giving it chashivus. Right, I'm raising it up than what it is objectively. So the Ramban's bittul is kind of the opposite. It's a cookie. What's the matter with this? It's a donut. No, I say ain't a rotsa b'kiyumi. I am not interested in that. It's like dirt. Right, levi batal kafir da'ara. Right, it's like dirt to me. It's like a piece of dirt. It's meaningless. Right, and that's a sheyei be'necha kisaruf v'tei roe oso ka'afar va'efer v'lotei rotsa b'kiyumo. Very strong, beautiful idea of the Ramban. But that is, again, another idea relating, one of the problems that he brings in, is Hefker and Bittul according to Tosfos. Okay, weiter. Amar Rav Nachman says, the Gemara, halacha grab Yehuda, halacha grab Yisrael Yehuda, halacha grab Shimon Gamliel. What are all these halachas? Says Rav Nachman, we get to review a little bit. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, the first Rabbi Yehuda on top of the Amud Beis here, that even just allowing the person to dip his bread into your dip, that's good enough to get out of the ribbis problem. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is also earlier, that giving him leftover shearings is also good enough to get out of the ribbis drabbanan problem. And Halacha Rav Shimon Gamliel, who we just quoted, Shimon Gamliel who says that the child could go, the offspring could go with the mother for no extra fee, which is the Mishnah, Beis Shem, later on in today's daf. Okay, all three. B'nei Rav Ilish Nafik Alayhu Hahushtara. Rav Ilish died, and his children now have a shtar brought against them that they owe this type of iska relationship, that Rav Ilish had been the managing partner, whatever it is, he's given the investment that he's working on it, and there was a shtar that he did this, but there was nothing recorded in the shtar that he would get paid a little bit to get out of the ribbis problem. So the children of Ilish, I don't know what to do. Against them, there is a hushtara, that because of me, palga ba'agar, palga ba'hepsid, right, without any fee mentioned. So the question is, what do we do? Amar Rava, Rav Ilish gamarabahu. Rav Ilish was a great man. He wouldn't have literally fed people Isurim. He wouldn't have given somebody ribbis, right? So this can't be, there has to be something deeper here that's missing in the shtar. So manifshach. So this is how we interpret it. It was really a choice. Rav Ilish must have been given a choice by the investor. These are the words we add in. When it says palga ba'agar, palga ba'hafsid, it's really two separate phrases. Palga ba'agar, trait tilsi behefsid. Really, he had a choice. If he would accept half of the profit, then two-thirds of the loss would be borne by the investor, the other person who gave it to Rav Ilish. This must have been the deal. And I palga behefsid, you know what that phrase means in the shtar? If you would want to take only, if you would want me, the investor, to only take half the hefsid, trait tilsi ba'agar, so then it would be two-thirds of the profit. And Lamaisa, the profit is always more. But either way, this was the separate deal that he was going to get paid for his wages, for his services. Amar of Kahana, Amrita Lashvaitse Kamedur of Zidmi Naharda, V'yamar Li, he says, what do you mean? Dilma Rav Ilish Tovali Babitzir Havei. What do you have to come up with this whole discussion? Maybe you just did him a little favor that's not recorded. Maybe Rav Ilish was allowed to dip his pita in the investor's chumus, right? So what do you have to come up with this reinterpreting the document, right? Just say that. V'yamar of Nachman Alach Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin, isn't that enough? And then you're not going to record that in the shtar. So Amar Leh, he said, no, lav hilchaza itmar, elashita itmar. When Rav Nachman said the halacha is like all these three people, he wasn't saying we paska like all these three people. He was saying that all those three people are based on the same opinion. At root, it's the same issue, right? That's what it means here. It does not mean that it is we paska like all of them. The Ritva's Lashon is, heim tsluyin zeh bazeh, right? It doesn't mean that we paska like all of them. The Lashon is, they all say that any little bit of giving gets out of the problem. And this also makes sense. Why? In the language. Because if you say it was all halacha like blank, what do you have to say? Three different phrases. Just say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says that dipping it in the dip, that's the biggest chiddush. That's the least giving to the shliach. So therefore, because you don't say that, it must be he's just saying that they all like the same, they're all based on the same svara, but not that we paskin like all of them. 2 points. Number one is a crucial point that the Rashba makes here that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What's the language that Rabba says? Rav Ilish was a great man. He would never have been involved in an interest case. What's the language of the Gemara, though? The language of the Gemara is lo havi safi. He wouldn't give somebody, he wouldn't be setting somebody up and feeding them ribbis. Why doesn't the Gemara say he wouldn't be violating ribbis? Right? We're going to learn in 5 blot from now who violates ribbis? The lova also. Right? So if it's a case of ribbis, so why does the Gemara's language only, well, he wouldn't set somebody up, safi, feed them ribbis. The Gemara should say he wouldn't violate ribbis. Says the Rashba, you know what you see from here? You sowed gadol. That principle that we mentioned often already, the lov and the malv and the ariv and the edim, all of those violations is only by ribbis daraisa. By ribbis drabanan, it's only the malve. Right? This is here the Rav Ilish is the quote-unquote potential love. Says the Rashba. That's why he says it in this Gemara. V'lo amrinan v'lo avid isura. V'shaminan mina. We learn from here, says the Rashba. De'ein iser avak ribbis el etzel halove. Ela eitzel hamalve lefi sheiser halove chidishu v'dai b'meshachit shatara v'asra alav. Because the fact that the love, as we mentioned, is a chidish, Right? Why would the Lovi, he's paying willingly, why should he be usur? The answer is, you're right, chidishu shechid shetorah, and it's only by Ribbis Daraisa, not by Ribbis Darabanan. And the Ramah quotes this. It's also in the Nemukah Yosef here. The Ramah quotes it in the beginning of Ilchos, Ribbis, Simin Kuf Sambach. Actually, Ribbis starts in Simin Kuf Nuntes. I don't think we've made this Ha'ara before, so just that now that it's open, let's just make it. What's the first halacha in Ilchos Ribbis? Very unusual that the Shulchan Aruch starts this way. And based on the tour, the first halacha in all of Ilchos Ribbis, a number of simanim, simi kuf nun tes, dvar Torah mutar lahalvos loben kochadim beribbis. That's the first halacha. You're allowed to lend money to a guy with interest. V'chachamim asru im lo kedei chayev olotam al chacham o beribbis drabanan v'yidna mutar b'chol inyan. That's the beginning. Who you're allowed to sell, lend with interest, and then mumar mutar lahalvos beribbis. Remember we had that earlier. Imcha b'mitzvos v'asher lovos man beribbis. That's the first kusim. That's the first simon. Who you're allowed to lend ribbis to. And then we get to Kuf Samach, where we talk about the Godel Isser HaRibbis. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarech li yizar b'ribbis v'kam alav enemrubo. Very unusual. See, first you tell us who you're allowed to give ribbis to, and then the very next simon, how where Hilchos Ribbis should have started, ribbis is terrible, and it's the malv, and it's the lov, and it's everybody. And that's where the Ramah quotes, Ava b'ribbis d'rabanan eino over elamishum lifnei iver l'sitin mechshol. That's what the Ramah says, b'ribbis d'rabanan d'lovet. So why is that? So maybe that is there to emphasize and illustrate what we mentioned, that inherently ribbis is not like gezel. Right, as the Ritva and the Ramban and many others have said, ribbis inherently is not evil. There are no laws against interest in most countries, maybe limitations, but inherently ribbis is not evil. It's not like stealing. It's that money makes money. If I rent you something, so you pay me for it. If I rent you money, so you should pay me for it. It's just that we have a higher standard. But maybe to emphasize the fact that it's not inherently evil, and the only reason that it's us is because we treat members of the tribe as family. So that's why it starts with the heterim of ribbis. Because once we hear about all the how bad it is, maybe we want to be forget it. I'm not doing anybody. No. Realize it's mutter and it's okay to do it. But then it gets into the issurim of ribbis. But either way, there, in the beginning of Kuf Samach, that is where the Ramah quotes this Nemukah Yosef. Mukiyos right perek Nukiyosi perek ezehu nesha right on our Gemara this diuk from the Gemara about Rav Elish. The Pesach Tshuva also quotes here the Edim. Edims also aren't violating any Yisr when it comes to Ribbis Daraisa, Ribbis Darabanan, only by Ribbis Daraisa. Here's a little diuk different. The Rush here also mentions it, and besides the Nemukah Yosef, the Nemukah Yosef mentions, and he's only violating Lifnei Iver. The Rush doesn't mention that Lashon. He says that he's only violating the fact that he's not involved, he's only causing someone else. Doesn't mention Lifnei Iver specifically. It's interesting, if you're Medayik, in that little difference between Rishonim, why some of them mention Lifnei Iver and why some don't mention Lifnei Iver, whether this would be a Lifnei Iver case. Well, why wouldn't it be a Lifnei Iver case? That you would be violating Ribbis Lifnei Iver? So maybe it relates to how do you look at Lifnei Iver. Is Lifnei Iver really a little bit of ribbis, as we say prati? Lifnei Iver of every Aveira is a little bit of that Aveira? Or is it more of a general Lifnei Iver? Whatever you do Lifnei Iver to is the Isra of Lifnei Iver. So that might be alluded to in the fact that some mention Lifnei Iver, the language, and some don't. For example, the Rush does not. Yesh ladatek, da'avak ribbis, ki hai, ein iser lelove, midelo yav midi de tvei, lo karina be lo tashach, afilu isura drabana leka, eladavka gavi malve iki isura. It doesn't mention more than that. Okay, either way, it's an interesting discussion. Number one. Also, Rav Elish, once Rav Elish comes up, remember there was a great story we had in Maseches Gittin about Rav Elish. Right? Rav Elish was the one that got taken into jail, right, in the sugyas of Daf Mem Hei in Gittin, the Shvuya cases and the Pidyon Shvuyim. Rav Elish was in jail one time, and he was sitting, there was somebody next to him that knew the language of the birds. And they heard he told them that there was a raven that said, Ilish brach, Ilish brach. Right? Rav Elish could run away. And Rav Elish said to himself, no. Or no, ravens, or they lie. I don't trust them. But the next day, Asa Yonah the Kakari, there was a bird that came. And the guy says to him, the bird is saying, Ilish brach, Ilish brach. And he says, really? But Israel are Nimshal Yonah. I'm leaving. And he goes and he escapes. That's the story. Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Gilyon Hashas, Daf Mem Hei, quotes that the Aruch learns from the Sugya that Rav Elish knew Sichas HaOfos. There are quotes from this Gemara there. Avilash knew how to understand the language of the birds, like Shlomo HaMelech. And Rav Kiva Eiger says, it's just the opposite. You see from the story that he keeps asking the other guy, what do the birds say, what do the birds say? What do you mean he understands the language of the birds? It should be just the opposite. So Sichas Musar, Chaim Shmulevitz made this Ravilla story known in one of his Sichas, in Maimar Peh, where he says, no, the point is Ravilla knew the Sichas of the birds. But he thought, sometimes we only hear what we want to hear. Sometimes we're not objective in what we hear. Very often, if we have negius in something, we hear it in the way that we want. Sometimes people go to a shir and they'll hear the rabbi say whatever they wanted him to say. Did you hear? The rabbi supported me. He's like, no, he supported me. So Ravilla wasn't sure about what he was hearing. So that's why Dafka, he asked someone else. He asked someone else the first time he heard it, but he thought maybe he was just, being subjective. So that's why he asked someone. He says, Mavur Mikan, Yisodzej, Teva Ha'adam Lashmoa, Masharotza Lashmoa. That's why he asked someone else to make sure that it was MS what he heard. Anyway, that's from Ilish. He teaches us that, as Rabba says in our Gemara, he was a Gavra Rabba. He was a Gavra Rabba. Okay, weiter, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rav, about the 10th line or so. Amar Rav, Moser Shlish Bischarcha, Hareze Mutter. Again, this type of Iska relationship where Reuven gives Shimon money, produce, livestock, something to invest. What if he says this? Rav says, anything more than a third profit, you have all of that. That's all yours. So there could be a lot more. So is this good enough? Rav says, yeah, that's Mutter. That's mutter because that's what he's paying him for his services. He's giving him anything more than a third. Up to that point, we'll split. But more than that, it is all yours. Tosfos here discusses, but isn't it once, what if he doesn't make a moser shlish? Then it's going to be ribbis. If he's not going to get paid anything extra, right? It's called sad echad beribbis. Tosfos asks. So Tosfos, and Tosfos says, V'od, he quotes the chiddush that he said a few days ago also. He says, and even Rabbi Yehuda, who says sad echad beribbis is mutter, is only when it's in their control. And we mentioned that, when the lov and the malva have control, when it's sad echad beribbis, they can prevent it. But here it's out of their control. How much profit are they going to make? So Tosfos says, at the end of Tosfos, Amar, V'yesh lomar, Tahacha akilu rabbanon mishum, Deshchichi tuva she'e moser shlish. It's very probable that the profit's going to be more than a third. Very probable. So that's why it's weighted on that side, the side that won't be ribbis. Right? The fact that it will be less than a third, which would be a case of ribbis, that's not too probable. So that's why Rav says, back to the Gemara, if the Reuven makes the deal that Shimon, once the profit is more than a third of the market value of this item, it's all yours, that's good enough. That's not ribbis. Ushmuel Amar, no. Lo matza moser shlish, yelech lebeso reikon. And if it's not, he's just going to go empty-handed back. That is a ribbis problem. El Amar Shmuel koseis lo dinar. No, you have to have some type of amount of money, even a tiny amount of a dinar, in order for that to be for his services. V'savar av ein koseis lo dinar. Rav would say, you don't have to do that. Right? Says the Gemara, V'yamar Rav, reish iglo bituma. Didn't Rav also say that the head of the eagle is given lipituma for in this type of relationship? If somebody accepts a calf lefatmo, Rashi says, in order to split it, so then he takes it. He takes the head as part of his payment. So my lav d'amale moser shlish bischarcha, isn't it a case where he makes this deal of moser shlish bischarcha and the head is in addition to the potential? So the Gemara says, lo, maybe it wasn't both, it was a choice. Lo, tekar malai, I moser shlish, I reishik, lo lepituma. No, it's a case where you had a choice. But again, moser shlish, that itself, gets out of the ribbis problem. Or, iba yisema, ki kama ra, moser shlish bischarcha, mutter. Or, maybe go back. When did Rav say it's mutter? Could go into islay behemel adideh, where Shimon already has his own animals also that he's dealing with. Da amri inshi, gvilatura, gvilature. If I have, and I'm taking care of my five animals, your extra animal is not going to make me do so much more work. It's going to be negligible. Right, sometimes, somebody calls up and says, can I send my child over to your house? Like, yeah, just the house is so full, Baruch Hashem, and Leibedik, another child's not going to make much of a difference. Right? See, another animal's not going to make, Lahavdil. But it's not going to make much of a difference in terms of financial levels, and therefore, maybe that's why Rav said it. So again, either Rav says the Mikra Adim because it's not ribbis, or it would be ribbis, but that's a case where he's not really doing so much extra work. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in these Iska issues. If the Shimon, who gets it, is not really doing anything extra, he's doing some minor, he's not really investing so much of his time and effort, then there's no Ribbis Darabanan. Right? That's what the rule from this case. Rav Elazar ben Agronia, Zavin Behema V'Yavle Larisei. So Rav Elazar ben Agronia had an Aris who usually worked his fields. Right, again, as we mentioned, later on in the Masechta, there's going to be a whole parak regarding sharecroppers and investors. So he bought it, but here he gives him an animal. Instead of the regular sharecropping, working the land, he gives him an animal to take care of in this type of iskar relationship. So what did he do? He fattened it up, and then he gave him the head, right, ba'agre, as extra, right, as a payment. And he split the profits. Right, it was a case, splitting the profits, splitting the loss, and he paid him the head. Amrele de bisu. So the Aris comes home, his wife says, wow. Right, his wife says to him, great job, you know what, I have a better plan for you. If you tell him, you know, could we be partners? Yov l'chanami alisa. He'll even give you some of the tail. Right, so why don't you ask him to be partner? Ozal said, okay, good. Zavin Badei, so he said, you know what? Yes, they went in together, they bought something together. Palaglay by Alisa, and he even gave him some of the tail, because, you know, once you're partners, you split everything. Omar Leis, and Arab Elazar says to his Aris, Tanitlagay Lareisha, okay, now let's split the head also. Omar Leis says, Hashakame Karanamilo? What do you mean? I'm worse off than I was? What do you mean? Originally you gave me the whole head. Now you want to split the head? Omar Leis says, yeah. Because now it's a problem. Ad ha idna zuze didi havi. Up till now, it was my investment, my money. Ilo havi yavi lecha tfei purta mechzi karibis. If I wouldn't give you something extra, just yours, it will look like ribis. So I had to go be above and beyond. But hasha shetfai anan. But now we're partners. If we're partners, I have to worry about it less. My comrade, tarachna tfei purta. What, you did a little extra work for me? That's not an issue. Amri Inshi, Stam Arise, Lomari Arak, Amishab and Navshe. A Stam Aris was willing to do minor work for his master, Lasui Leraya, to bring the animal to the grazing pasture. Right, he's willing because of the relationship. Right, if you have two partners in an investment, if one does a little more work, it's ribis? No, so you do a little more. If you do a ton more, so maybe you're entitled to more of the percentage. But if you just do a little more, that's not a problem. But if it was a ribis case, it would be a problem if we could look at it like a milva. And again, all of these, this idea, for example, says, oh, partners, there's less of an issue. That's part of what the heteriska is. It creates a partner relationship in certain versions, and it's not the iska relationship, and that is why it is it's not a problem. So this is one of two gemaras, at least in Shas, maybe there are more, that talks about the godless of the tail. Countless of the tail said, oh, the tail. His wife says, you know, you could get some of the tail if you're a partner. But remember the Gemara at the beginning of Psachim, right? That's also, remember the case of Yehuda ben Bisera, where he was sitting in Nitzivan, and there was a non-Jew that came to him and said, and he was boasting that he was getting some of the Karban Pesach. I go every year, and I fake it, and I get a piece of the Karban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. Says, Rabbi Yehuda ben Havi, Hu Arma, the Arimian, Tavi Salik V'achu Psachim Yerushalayim, Amar Ksiv Kol Ben Necha Loyochabau, Kol Ar Loyochabau, V'anaha Ka'achilna, Mishufri Shufri. I get the best. Amar Le'er Rabbi Yehuda ben Misera, Mika Safa Lucha Me'alya, same kind of comment. They give you from the tail? He says, no. They say, go next time go ask for the tail. I say, okay. Tosas points out, what do you mean? You can bring a gedi or a keves for a Karban Pesach. And by a gedi, you eat the tail. So this whole setup wouldn't work. Okay. Says, can most people bring fasim? Fine. So he continues, as we know, and he goes to the base of Migdash, and he says, can I please have the tail? And they said, the tail? The tail's burned. Al-Gabi HaMizbeach. They did their research. They realized that he was a fake, and they killed him. Which is a whole shaila in the Rishonim here. Why was he Chayamisa? Right, called Benecha Lo Yochabo is not a Chiyamisa. Various different pshatim given by the Achronim, a little bit by the Rishonim already, but that's another case of Me'alya Kasafule. Right, either the two Gemaris, that Gemar Psachim Dav Gimel, but Metzias Samach Tes about the tasty nature of the tail. Period. Tana Rabbanan, we continue. Hashem Behema Lechavero. So let's say somebody has an animal that they are given by someone to work with. How long do they have to keep it until it's kind of independent and they could give it back, right? They were given it to take care of until it would be independent. So how long? Ad masachay latapaba. Sumchis omer ba'asonos shmona asar chodesh. A year and a half. Big godros chavdal chodesh. When it comes to godros, Rashi behema daka, right? So 24 months, 2 years. V'imbalach lo petoch zmano chaver makiv alav. And if the worker wants to give it back earlier, he made a deal. I'm going to take care of it until it's independent, and I'm going to give it back to you, and I'm going to get paid for my services. If he wants to give it back during this month, let's say after a year, the owner could refuse. So, no, it's not in time yet. Why? The second year is even harder. Right, so you can't say, oh, okay, I did the first year, you do the second year. No. The Gemara just says, my aval tekamar. What do you mean aval? This is one nice, long explanation of the first line. The Gemara says, Ella, lefi, she'ein adome, tipula shoshana zu, tipula shoshana acheres. Right, because you can't compare the tipulim, and therefore, if this agreement is made, the worker cannot give it back. Period. Tanya idach, hasham be'im ala chaveru, an mazach chayv latapel, bivlados. How long do you have to deal with the offspring, bedaka, and again, look at Rashi, second white line. Sha'av hei nechlochen lemechsa, shehein schar. Right, again, a type of iska deal where he's going to work with it and he's going to get a percentage of the investment of the animals. So badaka lamed yom 30 days to bagasa gimel yom and gasa nun yom 50 days. Reb Yossi omer badaka gimel chadashim bepreisha tipula maruba. Reb Yossi says 3 months, right? Not just less than that by a daka, not just a month, 3 months because it's an eval process. Tipula maruba. My tipula maruba, what does that mean? Mepresha shineha dakos. Because its teeth are not strong yet, so it doesn't eat. You have to be very careful you have to make sure you give it food. Remember we had a Gemara earlier in the Masechta, that there was for an apotropis, they got an animal, and the animal had very weak teeth, and they put it amongst the other animals, the animal died because it never ate. So who was responsible there? The seller, the apotropis, all different cases. Well, mepresha shineha dakos. Mikan ve'elach, but what happens if the time to give it back comes and goes? The real time, not earlier. The time came. So says the Gemara, at that point, halakhically we look at it as, at this point, he should give half back. Because he thought that the owner is not taking half back, so half now belongs to the person who's working, and now whatever's left is split again. Half looked at as a schar, half looked as hefted. It's like a new investment, which Rashi says does not need extra payment in order to, you know, get over the ribbis problem, because here he's already working with his own half. So once he's working with his own half, he could work with your half. So mikan ve'elech nogdel mechza shelo v'chati mechza shel chaveiro. Right, from here on in, he takes the half that he's supposed to have now, and the other half that he returns, since it wasn't returned, so you split that again, it's as if the umdana is that the owner is giving it to him again to split and to get a portion of the profits. Period. Stop there for a minute. These amounts, this amount of times, a month, 3 months, v'chulu, see here it seems like just misvara. Misvara, Hamad the Chachamim came up with times, you know, the umdana, what is the accepted amount of time? There is an interesting line, if you look in Bechoros, on Daf Chav Vav Mabez, only 2 times in Shas does this phrase appear. There are about 10 more times in Rishonim where they use this phrase, this halacha concept. But if you look there, in the fourth parak of Bechoros, the Mishnah there, the beginning of the fourth parak discusses, we know Bechor Behema Tahora is a karban. If my firstborn sheep, sheep has a firstborn, so I have to give it to the Kohen. But I don't give it to the Kohen right away. First, I deal with it, I raise it myself, and then I give it to, a little bit, and then I give it to the Kohen. And the Mishnah discusses, Ad kama Yisrael chayev latap el bechor. Same shirim. Bidaka shloshim yom. Rabbi Yossi yom bidaka shloshim chadashim. But our Gemara is borrowing that from this Mishnah, right? How long Yisrael has to keep the carbon bechor. And the Gemara wonders there, minanim ili, right? What's the source for those shiurim? So the Gemara there does not assume it's just based on svara and normal human behaviors. So the Gemara goes through back and forth until the Gemara says, lo masarcha akasav el chachamim. The Rabbanan figured it out. What does that mean? There's a din d'oraisa based on psukim there that the Yisrael holds it until it's ready to go to the Kohen. And how long is that? The Rabbanan figure out the contours of the din d'oraisa. So that's a principle that is used by the Rishonim as, again, not the Rabbanan telling me how to add on to a din d'oraisa or to explain a din d'oraisa, but to create the contours of the din d'oraisa. Lo masra kasav ala chachamim. That's what the Gemara says in Moed Kadin about Isser Malach on Chalamoed. Right, that's the other context in Shas where this is used. But Rishonim use it in many other places. The Ran, the end of Yuma, uses it for the four other Inuyim. Right, Achila and Shtiyah Peshur Daraisa. What about the other four on Yom Kippur? So, Machlokas Rishonim. Some say they're all Daraisa without Kares, besides eating and drinking. But other Rishonim say it's Darabanan. But if it's Daraisa, the problem is, so how is a Melech and a Kala allowed to wash themselves, as the Gemara says there? The answer is, says the Ran, Lo Masra Akasav Ala Chachamim. The Rabbanon, for certain mitzvahs daraisa, are given the authority and the power to create the contours and tell us what the Torah wants from us. Right? They could create it though. So here too is another example. These amounts of time that the animals stay, it comes from Bechor, but it's borrowed here in terms of regular normative behavior. Okay. Rav Menashe, second wide line. Rav Menashe bar Gada shalkal mechza shalo v'chatzi mechza b'shel chaveiro. So this happened to Rav Menashe bar Gadya. The time was up, so instead of the owner didn't take it back, so he took, Rav Menashe took his half, and then he took the half of whatever was left. Also, l'kame d'abaya, because in front of Abaya. Abaya says, you're right, theoretically, but here you're missing something. Amalei, man plag l'cha. Who split for you? Explain the Rishonim. You're right that you could continue investing it, but you should have gone to a Beis Din to know how much it was worth exactly at the time. What was half? You know, it's kind of now, it's not, there's a lack of recording, and therefore it's hard for us to know exactly whether you did the right thing. The ode, Makam Shnagul Lagadelu. And also here, the minag is in our place that the minag was to be Magadil for even longer. If it's not Makam Shnagul Lagadelu Yagdilu. And in a place where the minag is to take it longer, then you take it longer. You can't just reinvest and expect to get more. Period. Another story. Hanu Trei Kutai. There were two people, not Kusim, just two people from Kutai. They did this type of venture. Also Chad Minayu, Palig, Zuzi, Belotai, Zachavre. So one of them, after the time was up, and the investor did not take the money back, so he split it again. He took his own half, and now he reinvests the half that was left, and expecting to get, again, Chati Yischar. Also, the comment of Rav Papa, Amar Lei. So they come in front of Rav Papa. One of them says, comes in front of Rav Papa, saying, the owner, saying, but how could he split it? Didn't, right, knowing the previous story, don't you have to do it in front of a Beis Din? Rav Papa says, Amar Lei, my nafkamina, Hachi Amar Rav Nachman, Zuze, Kama Depligi Damu. Right there. What do you mean? Money, you don't have to estimate how much it's worth. It's money. When it comes to a product and item, fine. But when it comes to money, you didn't have to split it up. It's clear. Lashana, the following year, Zavin Chavra, right, the same thing. These two people were involved in Zavin Chavra Bahadi Adadi. They also had wine, and they created this in Iska relationship. Come Idach, Palag Leblo Dadi Techavre. So, but then now the positions are flipped. The one who was the investor before now is the managing worker, and he's just like he heard in the other story, he gets split it without going to a Beis Din. So he split it also without going to a Beis Din. Also, come to Rapapa. He comes back to Rapapa. Armalei man plag lecha. But here Rapapa gets on him. He says, who split it for you? So he says, wait a minute. You told me last year that you didn't have to go in front of a Beis Din. Armalei kachazina, I see. Tabasar didi kaasimar. I see you just hate me. I see you're always ruling against me, Rapapa. Right, Amar a papa says no. Ki hai gavna vadi tzarech lo duye. I see that I have to explain things to you. I thought it was clear, but I see I have to explain things to you. Zuze mishakol tavi v'shakol chasri. When it comes to money, is there good money and bad money? Money is money. So that's why you don't have to go to a Beis Din. Chamra kuli amayadi ti ikav de basim ikav de lo basim. There's good wine. There's not as good wine. So it's a difference between money and the merchandise. By merchandise, you have to split it. By money, you don't. So Rav Papa had to explain himself. The Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Yud Ches, the Gemara there discusses different actions that Amoraim were proud of. That they're Yehei Chelki. Or not only are they proud of, but also I want to be part of the, I want to be with in the group of who bring Shabbos in early and end Shabbos late. A lot of different phrases. Reb Yossi says, Yehei chelki mimisha choshtin oso ve'einbo. Reb Yossi says, I want my portion in Olam Haba to be with those who are always suspect, and really it's all made up. And they don't say a word. They don't say a word. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Papa, lididi chashtan v'lo havebi. Rav Papa says, they were always choshtin me. It did nothing. Well, it wasn't me, right? I didn't say anything. There are various Gemaras in Shas where Rav Papa was nechshad, and really it wasn't true. Here's one of them we just had. Right, the guy said, Rav Papa, you hate me! I don't hate you, I'm just following the halacha. So I once saw a pshat that maybe that's why, right, when somebody is nechshad and doesn't say anything, they get tremendous bracha. That's where Rav Papa had all of those sons that we mentioned at Asiyam. Right, Chanin Rav Papa, Rav Papa, Rochesh Rav Papa, all the papas. Right, because that was the bracha that he got by always being nechshad the ainbo. Right, that is Rav Papa. So today we have one of the stories where Rav Papa was nechshad. The Chashuk Echemed here discusses money is money. Are you allowed? Let's say you have an old, worn out, wilted bill. So it's fine, but you know you're worried it might get ripped. Could you go to the stucco box and switch it? Right, is that something bad to do? That's what he discusses. Money is money, but you know, is it worth less? So here, the Gemara talks about shakal tavi v'shakal chasri. Interesting discussion. Gufa Viter. Amar Rav Nachman. Zuzei kaman depligi damu. So Rav Nachman says, if it's money and the time is up, you don't have to go to a Beis Din. Right? Money is money. Right? You just split it. You take your half and now you reinvest the other half. Hani mili tavi v'tavi tekuli v'tekule. This is all, as we said, if it's all equal money. Aval tavi v'tekule lo. If some of the money is, you know, heavier or better, then obviously, if something needs to be estimated, so then it needs to be estimated. Fine. Period. Rav Chama havi moger zuze bipshita. Bipshita biyoma. Rav Chama used to moger. What is moger? Maskir. He used to rent out money, rent out a zuz for a pshita. Sounds like momish interest. Right? Pshita means a little bit extra. He used to give it out. Rashi says, lashon schirus velo lashon halva. Strange. Why did Rav Chama think that this is mutter? Because he was just using the language of, here, I'm renting you out my $10. Right? And you have to pay me back, just like I can rent you out my item. I'm renting you out. Tosis is bothered, you know, why? Why did he think it was mutter? Just because he was, he was using the language of maskir. So Tosis, an ogre, says, well, maybe the giver, or the malver, the maskir, whatever you want to call him, accepted achrayus, onsin. You know, until you use it, it's on me. So maybe that's why he thought it was better. It wasn't a ribbis case. Either way, Karlu Zuzi Rav Chama. Rav Chama lost all his money. Right? We said Gemara is clear that it was because he lent with interest. Hu Savar, he fell Maishta Mimar. What's the difference between this and a rake and a hoe? Right? It's a kli. Velohi. No, but there's a big difference. Mara Hadra Be'enev Yada Pachse. If I rent you out a rake, I get it back as is, and it depreciates over time. So it's worth less, so you pay me for that too. But money is money, right? And therefore, you can't charge anything. Period. Amar Rava, another yisod about interest. Shari leila inish, lameimer leila chavre, helach dala zuze v'osfe leplanya zuze. What if I want to give Levi, I'm Reuven, I want to give Levi a loan, but I know he's not going to accept a loan from me. So I go to Shimon, I give Shimon a present. I say, Shimon, here's 4 zuz. Please lend this to Levi. So is that okay? Because Shimon is now getting something good out of the deal, right? Lo asra, that's mutter. Lo asra Torah, ela ribis haba mi lo v'lamalve. Ribis is only when the lova gives the malva something extra. But if the malva is getting something from a third party, that's not ribis. Similarly, v'yama rava. Shari le leinish lemeimar, le lechavre, shkol ulecha arba zuzei, the armor le ploni lo osvin zuze. Please take these 4 and tell so and so to lend me money. Right, he's trying to get somebody to convince the other guy to lend him. So please take this and get him to lend me money. My time up. Schara mirka shakil. Right, the money there is not being paid for the hamtanas mos. That's I'm paying you to put in a good word for me. Similarly, kihada abab mar breidra papa havi shakil ugna takira mikirai. He used to take wax from the wax people, v'yamalei lavua osfinu zuze, and he said, tell his father, yeah, lend them money. He said, take wax from them, you know, and they said, give them a loan. Amalei rabbanu l'rapapa, achel breit debar ravisa. Your son is violating ribis. Amalu, he says, no, kokia gamna ravisa nechol. Lo asra torah, l'ribis haba, milova l'malve. Right, that ribis is only where it goes from lova to malve. Acha, schar mirka, shaka v'shari. Here, he's just taking, you know, money in order to, you know, get convince me to lend them. But that's not ribis. The Rush here says it must be where the son was not samach al shulchan aviv, because then it would be the same bank account and it would be called a problem. But if he's independent, then it's not a problem. Period. Says the Mishnah, we had this already earlier. Shamin para v'chamor v'chol davar shu osev ochel mechsa. If the investment produces for itself, that's good. That's not ribis. Remember we said, when is it ribbis? Only if you're going to have to pay me back a certain amount, and you're going to be working, and I'm not paying you for your work. But here, you're going to get paid. Cows and donkeys, they work. They'll help you with your chores. And that itself is the payment that you get. As long as it works. In a place where you give back the vlados, you split the vlados immediately, you split it. As we said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Shaman Egalim Imo Visyachim Imo. As we said at the end of yesterday's daf, Reb Shimon Gamliel says you could give the offspring because that's not any extra work that the worker will have to do. But the last line is new, and that's why the Gemara goes right into the last line. Umafriz al sadeu ve'inachoshi mishum ribis. You can over something, mafriz, or Rashi quotes a gerusa mafrin from Paran Varovin. You could be marchiv, you could be expand the payment on the field, and there's no problem of ribis. What exactly does that mean? As follows. Tana Rabbanan. Mafriz al sadeu ve'inachoshi mishum ribis. Kate side, what's the case? Hasocher es asadeh mechaveru. Basar kurun chitin lashana. I am renting out your field for 10 kor. I'm going to give you 10 kor of chitim for the year. V'yomer lo. But then I say to you, you know what? I have a better deal for you. Tein li 200 zuz va'afar nisena. Give me 200 zuz. I'll invest it in the field. I'll make this a better field. And we'll make more profit together. V'yani alo chashneimasar kor in lashana. And I'll give you 12 kor, not just 10 kor. Mutter, that's mutter. Why is that mutter? He says, give me money, I'll give you back more. The answer is mutter is because he's reinvesting it into the field. So it's as if he says, well, with this money, you're giving me, I would give you 10 for this field, the first type of field. But with your more money that you're giving me, I'm investing it into the field. I'm giving you back a field that's worth more, and that's why I'm paying you more for it. That's why it's not ribis. Aval, ein mafriz lo ala chanus lo ala sfina. But you can't use that by a boat or by a store, where you say, you know what, you give me money, and I'll buy merchandise that I'll transport in the boat or in the store. Because that's not changing the store or the boat itself. You could only do this mafriz where the item itself is going to be worth more. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Pamim Shemafriz Al Chanus. Sometimes you can even do it to a store. Watsura Batsura. What if you're borrowing in order to make a beautiful picture in the store? So then that's going to get people into the store. So that's changing the store itself. Sfina, Lasos Lo Iskaria. You want to build a new mast on the boat. So Chanus, Latsura Batsura, Titzavu Beinchi. People will see that by the Agra Tvei. So therefore, you're making it like a better store. Svina, lasos leskaria. A svina also to make a new mast. Kiva de shapir iskaria, tvei, agra, tvei. Because it's a boat with a new mast, so it's going to be worth more. And therefore, it's not a problem of ribis. Again, the yisod we learn from here, if the money is going to the investment itself, and that's why he's going to have to give back more. So again, that's not ribis. Because he's giving back more for the superior item that he ultimately has to be able to use. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Svinta and the Be'ez Hashem. We will continue with the last five lot of Ezeo Neshach coming up this week.